Okay. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. And I guess there's no response, or is there? Okay. An expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have given the right answer. To do this and you will live." But wanting to vindicate himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And he fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him and beat him. And then they took off, leaving him half dead." Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he also passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came upon him. And when he saw him, he was moved with compassion. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. Treating them with oil and wine. A lot of bandage. Hopefully he was treated well. And then he put him on his own animal. Brought him to an inn. And there he took care of him. The next day, he took out... Oh, wait, he was still taking care of him. Still the same day. Yes. Then the next day, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spent." And Jesus said, "Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
The story is a very familiar story. A good Samaritan. The phrase "good Samaritan" has become part of our everyday language, everyday words. We say things like, I was going through a financial struggle and a good Samaritan helped me. So we always attach good Samaritan with good works, good deeds. Is that what the story talking about? I don't think so. The story is talking something more. There are three questions in this parable of this passage. So I thought I will take those three questions and then try to answer those questions during this short meditation. Number one question, the teacher came to Jesus and asked this, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What must I do? Is it a right question? If you take that question, then we get this impression that we may have to do a lot of things to enter into God's kingdom. We have to earn our place in God's kingdom. We have to work hard in order to enter into eternal life. That's the impression we get. Of course, that's what other religions talk about. But that's not what we believe. What we believe, what we practice is this, that Jesus did everything for us on the cross and he offers salvation to us. He offers as a gift to all of us. We receive the salvation. We receive the eternal life. We don't work for it. He has already done everything we receive. So the question should be, how to receive this gift that you offer us? That could be the right question, but he asked the wrong question. But when you look at his answer, Jesus asked, what does the scripture say? He answered very beautifully, love the Lord your God, and love one another. So the question was wrong, but the answer was correct. Yes, love the Lord your God and love one another. He summed up the entire Bible with that words from the Bible. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Love one another as Jesus loved you. Beautifully he summed up. So what does Bible talk about? We may say several things, right? Sunday we have to go to church, observe Sabbath, or we may say that we have to give offertory to the church, all that we may say. But what Bible teaches us, what summary you can give from the Bible is this, love God, love one another. So that's the first question. The second question is, he asked this beautiful question, who is my neighbor? Is it difficult to find? He is asking, who is my neighbor? When we look at that question, he is asking Jesus, how can I choose my neighbor? Because we like to choose our neighbor. We like to choose, it is all because when we choose our neighbors, we are still on a comfortable position. We are in control of the situation. We don't need to move out of our comfort zone. So who is my neighbor? I want to choose, tell me. So Jesus in this context told a beautiful story, that's what being enacted before us. Now, this is a very interesting story. Two religious leaders did not offer any help to the injured person. Why did they not offer help? We can go on discussing about it. Probably, you know, they are going down. particularly the priest was going down from Jerusalem to his home. So going down means he has just completed his religious duty in the temple, and he's going down with the full of holiness, full of blessings, and he doesn't want to touch anyone. He will straight away go to his home, clap hands or hug his wife so that the blessings will pass on to his wife and his family. Probably that's the reason. I don't want to be, you know, I have a very big call and I have to take care of that call. I cannot touch this person. If I touch this person, something will happen to me. I may defile myself. Law doesn't allow me to touch this person, all that. So he wanted to escape. Though an opportunity was given to him, he wanted to escape. That's the same with the Levite. Now, let's look at the Samaritan. He came. What he did, Jesus, while answering the question, who is my neighbor, he's also answering how to take care of your neighbor. That's what exactly happened here. Beautifully it was enacted. What this man did, he had compassion. He got down. And he cleaned the wounds. He poured wine and oil. Wine is meant for antiseptic purpose, and then oil for healing. Did the bandage? Did he carry a first aid box? I don't think so. He tore his own clothes and did the bandage, and then he walked, and he put him on the animal and went to the inn. And he did not simply wash his hands, but he stayed the whole night with him, took care of him. And the next morning, he gave 2 denarii, saying that, I am responsible for this man. Whatever expenses is going to incur on him, I'm going to pay. I will continue the journey with him, and you take care of him. When I come back, I will pay. How to take care of your neighbor? Who is this good Samaritan? Look at Jesus. Is he not the good Samaritan? We are off dead, no life. He came down. He came down. We were off. We were bleeding, and he put bandage. He put oil. He brought healing. And you know who came down? He is now again humbly walking with us. And seeing that we are well taken care. And he says, I'm going to journey with you till you finish your race on this earth. You will have eternal life when I am with you. He is the good Samaritan. Now, the third question is very interesting. Jesus is asking this man who listened to the story, who is the neighbor of the injured? Jesus didn't ask the question, who is the neighbor of the Samaritan? Who is the neighbor of the Levi, of the priest? That's not the question. The question is, who is the neighbor of the injured? Why that is important? The neighbors, the injured, the lonely, the rejected, the poor, the depressed are all out there. You can easily see them, but our eyes are not tuned to see them. Go and be a neighbor to them. That's what Jesus is teaching us. The one who took care of the injured did not give him any advice. Did not give him any suggestion, did not ask any question, but he did only the service. Now he says that the injured are there. Go and be a neighbor to them. Don't wait for your neighbor to come to you, but you go and be a neighbor to them. Are our eyes tuned to see such neighbors? If you are an English teacher, when you read a letter or a passage, immediately your eyes fall on the grammatical error or spelling, because your eyes are tuned. If you are a foodie, as soon as you enter a room, you will know where the food is kept. Our eyes are trained. If you are an architect, you see a building, you know where the mistake is. But you are the follower of Jesus. You should know who are your neighbors. Do you remember this particular poem? That's a school poem. A cat went to London to see the queen. The cat's eyes are always tuned to see the rat. And the cat saw the rats sitting under the queen's chair and frightened. How are our eyes tuned? That's the trained to see the neighbor. May the dear Lord help us to train our eyes to see the injured. And may he give us the grace to be ready to become their neighbor. God bless us all. Amen.